Welcome to another deep dive where we take a stack of your sources and, well, really try to pull out the most important nuggets of knowledge for you. Today, we're diving into something pretty fundamental to your daily well-being, finding the perfect mattress.
Yeah, it's a big one.
It really is. But we're getting super specific today, zeroing in on those of you who primarily sleep on your stomachs.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever woken up with that nagging back pain, maybe stiff shoulders, or just felt completely unrested, especially if you're a stomach sleeper, you know, the wrong mattress isn't just uncomfortable.
Mm.
It can actually like actively pull your spine out of alignment. And it's really the challenge we want to tackle here.
That's exactly right. Our mission in this deep dive is to truly unpack the unique needs of stomach sleepers.
Mm.
You know, what actually works. We'll analyze some top-rated mattress options from our sources and hopefully help you navigate the sometimes overwhelming world of mattress choices.
Totally overwhelming.
The goal,
yeah.
Simple, really, to help you wake up feeling genuinely refreshed and, importantly, pain-free every single day.
Exactly. Think of this deep dive as like your shortcut to being incredibly well-informed on this specific topic. We're going to highlight some maybe surprising insights and the key takeaways without burying you in, you know, just tons of information.
Right. So just to give you a quick roadmap for this deep dive, first, we'll explain why stomach sleepers have such distinct requirements for their mattress. It's not the same as other positions. Then we'll pinpoint the crucial features you absolutely should look for. What are the non-negotiables? After that, we'll take a closer look at some of the best mattresses out there right now, based on our research, of course. And finally, we'll wrap up with what you should consider when making your own choice, you know, based on your individual preferences and needs.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Why is a mattress so uniquely critical for stomach sleepers specifically? What's actually going on with our bodies when we're sleeping like that?
Okay, so the core issue here, and it really is a big one, is spinal alignment.
Yeah.
When you're sleeping on your stomach, if your mattress isn't giving you enough support, well, your hips, which are generally the heaviest part of your torso, they can sink too deeply into the bed, way too deep. And this causes your lower back, your lumbar spine, to arch in a really unnatural way.
Ouch, I can almost feel that.
Yeah, and over time, that unnatural curve can lead straight to chronic back pain, discomfort, and maybe even more significant long-term spinal issues down the road.
So it's definitely not just about being comfy for a night. It's about actively preventing that misalignment. What does that mean then for the absolute must-haves in a mattress if you're sleeping on your stomach? What's number one on the checklist?
Well, our sources were really clear on several key takeaways. First, and this is absolutely crucial, firmness is paramount.
Firmness, okay.
Yeah, a lot of people mistakenly think, you know, a super plush, soft mattress equals maximum comfort.
Guilty. I used to think that.
Right. But for stomach sleepers, honestly, it's often a direct route to back pain. A firmer mattress is essential to keep those hips lifted, preventing that dangerous spinal arch we talked about. Second, you really need to consider the materials. Memory foam and latex often come up as top choices.
Why those specifically?
Because they offer that conforming support without letting you sink in too deeply. You get pressure relief, which is good, but crucially, you also get a supportive lift. Third, look for specific support features, things like zoned support or maybe targeted lumbar support.
What does zoned mean exactly?
It means the mattress has different firmness levels in different areas or zones. So, often firmer in the middle, right under your hips and lower back, to provide extra reinforcement exactly where stomach sleepers need it most. It helps distribute your weight more evenly.
Okay. Targeted support. Makes sense.
Exactly. Fourth, for anyone who sleeps hot, and honestly, many stomach sleepers do, because you've got more body contact with the mattress surface.
Yeah, definitely.
Cooling features are pretty essential. Think gel-infused foams, breathable covers, maybe designs that promote better airflow, like coils. And finally, the ideal firmness level. For a stomach sleeper, it generally ranges from medium firm to firm, maybe like a 6 to a 9 out of 10 on the firmness scale.
Medium firm to firm. Okay.
Now, this can adjust slightly based on your body type. Lighter folks, say under 130 pounds, might get away with something a little closer to medium firm. Heavier sleepers, maybe over 230 pounds, will likely need that truly firm support.
That's a really vital framework for understanding what we need. Okay, now that we know what to look for, let's dive into how some of these top-rated mattresses our sources looked at actually deliver on these promises. Because each one seems to have its own unique blend of support and comfort, often with a specific kind of twist, right?
Absolutely. We'll highlight what makes each of these stand out, focusing on their unique features, who they're really best suited for, and just as importantly, who they might not be the best fit for.
Okay, first up, the Plank Firm Luxe. Just the name Plank Firm makes me think stability. Like serious
You're
stability.
spot on. The Plank Firm Luxe is, well, it's pretty unique. It's a flippable hybrid mattress.
Flippable, so two sides.
Exactly. It literally offers two firmness options in one mattress. You've got a firm side, rated about a 7 out of 10, and then an extra firm side, which is up there at a 9 out of 10. The design, as our sources noted, was actually inspired by Japanese tatami mats. It really emphasizes that flat, solid sleeping surface.
Interesting.
Underneath, it's built with a really robust 6-inch coil core system for strong support, and that's combined with high-density support foams.
That flippable design is genuinely fascinating. It gives you options right out of the box, which, you know, you don't see that every day.
Absolutely. And this mattress really excels for those who need that unequivocal extra firm support. Proper spinal alignment is the name of the game here. What's particularly compelling, I think, is its recognition by the American Chiropractic Association, the ACA.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, they specifically highlight its ability to reduce spinal stress and improve lumbar support. So it's potentially a fantastic option if you're dealing with back pain. Plus, for those who tend to sleep hot, it offers an optional Glacier-Tex cooling cover, which can make a big difference.
So who would find this mattress? Maybe too firm or just not the right choice.
Well, definitely side sleepers or significantly lighter individuals, maybe under 150 pounds or so. They often find it just too rigid.
Right, pressure points.
Exactly. It can create uncomfortable pressure points around the hips and shoulders. Also, like a lot of new foam products, some users did report a slight off-gassing odor for a day or two after unboxing. It usually dissipates quickly, but it's something to be aware of.
Okay. Sticking with Plank, then, they also offer the Plank Firm, which sounds similar but is slightly different from the Luxe. How do those two compare?
All right, so the Plank Firm is kind of its sibling, but it's a flippable all-foam mattress. No coils in this one. It still has those two firmness options, a firm side, but this one's rated an 8 out of 10 and an extra firm side that goes all the way to a 10 out of 10.
A 10 out of 10. Wow.
Yeah, it truly earns its reputation. It's genuinely one of the firmest all-foam mattresses you can find on the market.
So this is really the all-foam version for people who want that ultra-firm, almost hard surface without any coils involved.
Precisely. It's constructed with incredibly dense polyfoam layers,
Yeah.
all engineered for a consistently stable, no-sag surface. It's often a more affordable option than the Luxe, too. It's really great for stomach and back sleepers who absolutely need that robust support to prevent any hip sinking and help alleviate back pain.
And similar to the Luxe, probably not the ideal choice for side sleepers or anyone who prefers even a little bit of softness.
Correct. It would likely feel way too hard for them, lacking that necessary cushioning for pressure points like shoulders or hips. It's also worth noting there's usually a processing fee for returns on this one, so you really want to be pretty sure about your firmness preference before you buy.
Good tip. All right, let's shift gears a bit to memory foam. Let's talk about the Bare Original. Now, many people associate memory foam with softness, maybe even sinking in too much. How does this one fit the stomach sleeper profile?
That's a common perception, yeah. But the Bare Original is a 10-inch all-foam memory foam mattress that actually strikes a pretty compelling balance. Our sources highlighted it specifically for offering superior comfort and support, often at a really great value point.
Okay.
Uses cooling gel memory foam that helps with the heat issue, and also a responsive layer called Bare Dynamic Foam for more ergonomic support. And it's all wrapped in a fiberglass-free, CertiPure US-certified cover.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for maybe health-conscious listeners. Those certifications always grab my attention. What do things like CertiPure US or GreenGuard Gold truly mean for someone's sleep environment?
That's a really great question. So, CertiPure US certified means the foam itself is made without certain harmful chemicals, things like ozone depleters, mercury, lead, heavy metals, formaldehyde, certain phthalates. It also means low VOC emissions for indoor air quality.
Okay, so healthier materials.
Right. And GreenGuard Gold certification takes that even further. It means the entire mattress meets even more rigorous chemical emission standards. Essentially, it contributes to healthier indoor air quality. So for people who prioritize a really clean sleep environment, maybe for kids' rooms or if you have sensitivities, these certifications are a significant benefit.
That's really good to know.
Yeah, so the Bear Original is often ideal for kids, single sleepers, or perhaps lighter stomach sleepers, generally folks under 250 pounds, who need reliable pressure relief but still good support. It also features something called sleep recovery technology, which involves cellient fibers woven into the cover, infused with natural minerals. The idea is that it converts body heat into infrared energy, which some studies suggest might aid in muscle recovery.
Interesting. So it sounds fantastic for a specific group of stomach sleepers. Who might it not be the best fit for, though?
Well, for heavier stomach sleepers, say over that 250-pound mark, it might lack the truly reinforced support needed to prevent hip sinking over time. While it's designed to be medium firm, it won't give you that super plush, deep contouring hug that some people really desire from memory foam.
Right.
And its edge support is noted as being just okay, maybe a bit weak. So if you tend to sleep right near the edge of the bed, that might reduce your usable sleep surface a little bit.
Okay, good considerations. What about a hybrid option that offers a really good balance? Maybe something versatile, perhaps even for couples who have different preferences.
Ah, that leads us nicely to the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid. This one is consistently highlighted as an excellent value hybrid mattress, and its standout feature is definitely versatility.
How so?
It's quite unique because it comes in three distinct firmness levels that you choose up front. Soft, which is about a 3 out of 10, medium, a 5 out of 10, and firm, a 7 out of 10. This allows for a much more personalized choice right from the start.
That versatility must be a huge plus, especially for couples, right? I can just imagine all the arguments about mattress firmness potentially getting resolved with this one.
You've absolutely hit the nail on the head. It even allows couples to customize each side for split comfort on larger sizes like queen or king.
Oh, really? Split firmness.
Yes. Which is truly fantastic for eliminating those classic, it's too firm for me but too soft for you debates. It also generally offers excellent edge-to-edge support thanks to the coil system, maximizing the usable sleep surface. It combines plush comfort foams on top with individually wrapped coils underneath. This gives you both pressure relief and pretty robust motion isolation, so you're less likely to feel your partner moving. Plus, like the Plank Lux, it also offers that optional Glaciotex cooling cover for hot sleepers.
So it really does sound like a solid all-rounder, covering a lot of different bases effectively.
It absolutely does. It's particularly strong for stomach sleepers who are looking for quality construction and reliable support without necessarily going to the highest price points. It strikes a really nice balance between supportive firmness and comfort.
Any downsides or things to consider?
Well, the main consideration is just that while it is versatile, if someone is looking for an extreme level of firmness, like the plank options, or extreme softness, they might not find their absolute perfect match within its balanced range. And because it's designed for good support, it offers minimal sinkage, so it lacks that deep body contouring hug some people really love from pure memory foam beds.
Okay. And for those seeking maybe a step up, a high performance, perhaps more luxurious hybrid option, what's on the horizon there?
That leads us perfectly to the DLX Premier Hybrid. This is a substantial 14-inch mattress, definitely positioned as a high-performance hybrid mattress. It, too, features customizable firmness levels, soft at about a 4 out of 10, medium at a 6 out of 10, and firm at an 8 out of 10. So similar options, but maybe calibrated slightly differently. But what's particularly impressive here, and a real potential game changer for couples, is its available split configuration top layer. This allows for genuinely personalized comfort on each side of the bed.
The level of customization here sounds incredible. Can you maybe give us an example of a common dilemma between couples that this kind of split configuration truly solves?
Absolutely. Let's imagine one partner is a dedicated stomach sleeper who really needs that firm 8 out of 10 support for proper alignment. But the other partner is primarily a side sleeper who prefers something much softer, maybe a 4 out of 10, for better pressure relief on their shoulder and hip.
Yeah, that's a classic problem.
Exactly. With the DLX Premier Hybrid split option, you don't have to compromise. Each person can literally have their ideal firmness level on their side of the bed. No more nightly battles over the mattress feel.
That's brilliant.
It really is designed for incredible adaptability. Mm. It combines luxurious materials like HyperFlex fabric, AirSoft viscose fiber for breathability, LoftAdapt foam, and something called Fusion Balance Performance Foam, all layered over an advanced zoned coil system. It really aims to excel at both pressure relief and temperature regulation. And it even got recognized as the best mattress of 2023 by the Sleep Doctor, which is a pretty good endorsement.
Okay, impressive credentials. But who might this premium option not be the best choice for?
Well, the most obvious factor is that it is definitely at a higher price point. So it might not be the best choice for those on a tighter budget. Also, while it offers a great range of firmness, individuals who prefer extreme firmness, like that 1010 plank feel or extreme softness, might still need to look elsewhere. Its range is more balanced. And one minor point. While it generally has excellent motion isolation for a hybrid, very light sleepers who share the bed might still notice a tiny bit of motion transfer from the coil system, although it's usually pretty minimal.
Okay, that's a lot of fantastic specific options to consider. But beyond just the individual models, our sources really dug into the general sort of overarching considerations you should keep in mind when making your own choice.
Right, and this brings up a really vital question. How do you, the listener, choose the absolute best mattress for your unique needs as a stomach sleeper? It's not one size fits all. The first major thing to consider is your weight and sleeping position. Your body weight significantly impacts how much you're going to sink into any given mattress.
That makes sense.
Heavier sleepers, let's generally say over 230 pounds, almost always need a truly firm or a supportive hybrid mattress. This is crucial to prevent excessive sinking, especially around the hips, and maintain that spinal alignment. Lighter sleepers, maybe under 130 pounds, might actually find a slightly less firm option, perhaps a medium firm memory foam, more comfortable. They still need support, but they also benefit from more pressure relief without being overwhelmed by too much rigidity.
That distinction based on weight is really key. And what if you're not just a stomach sleeper? You know, what about those of us who are combination sleepers, shifting around all night, or someone who occasionally rolls onto their side or back?
That's a crucial point because honestly, very few of us stay perfectly still all night long, right?
Definitely not me.
Yeah. So combination sleepers need a really delicate balance. They need enough firmness for when they're on their stomach, but also enough responsiveness to move easily and enough pressure relief for when they land on their side. Usually a medium firm mattress, maybe around a 6 or 7 out of 10, is often a good sweet spot for combination sleepers. It offers a compromise. If you sometimes switch to your side, you'll still want enough contouring for your hips and shoulders to avoid waking up with sore spots. And if you occasionally end up on your back, you'll need consistent lumbar support to prevent your lower back from sinking or arching improperly. The key is really to match the mattress primarily to your dominant sleep position, but make sure it still offers acceptable comfort and support for your secondary positions too. Next up, let's talk a bit more about material types, because each material really brings different benefits to the table. Memory foam, as we've touched on, molds closely to your body. That's great for pressure relief. And it's usually excellent motion isolation, meaning you won't feel your partner move as much.
But, and this is a big but for stomach sleepers, you must ensure it's firm enough to prevent that hip sinking.
Right. Firmness is still key even with memory foam.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Then you have latex. Latex provides a more responsive kind of bouncy feel compared to memory foam. You sleep more on it than in it.
Right.
It doesn't have that deep sinking sensation. Plus, it's naturally more breathable than many traditional memory foams and often hypoallergenic. Innerspring mattresses offer that traditional, often very firm support and generally have excellent airflow because of the open coil structure. They might lack some of the contouring comfort of foam or latex, though.
Yeah.
And then hybrid mattresses. These are often seen as the best of both worlds, trying to combine supportive coils underneath with comfort layers of foam or latex on top. They aim to give you robust support, contouring comfort, and good temperature regulation. Hybrids are very popular right now for good reason.
And organic options.
Yes, absolutely. For the eco-conscious consumer, organic options using materials like natural latex, organic cotton, and wool are increasingly available. They often provide excellent breathability and durability alongside the peace of mind of natural materials.
Okay, so boiling it down then. If I'm a dedicated stomach sleeper, what's that magic firmness level I should really be aiming for considering all these different material options?
The consensus from pretty much all our sources is clear and consistent. Medium firm to firm, we're talking roughly 6 to 9 on that 110 scale.
Okay, medium firm to firm, got it.
This is absolutely critical because it directly prevents your midsection, your hips, from sinking too deeply. That sinking is the root cause of spinal misalignment and subsequent pain for stomach sleepers. Soft or even some medium soft mattresses will almost certainly cause your spine to arch uncomfortably if you primarily sleep on your stomach. It's just not supportive enough in the middle. When you're looking at mattresses, keep an eye out for those features like zone support, especially extra support in the lumbar area. That provides targeted reinforcement right where you need it most. Another really vital consideration, especially for stomach sleepers, is cooling and breathability.
Yeah, you mentioned that earlier. Why is it particularly important for stomach sleepers?
Because when you're lying flat on your stomach, you simply have more body surface area in direct contact with a mattress compared to side or back sleepers. This naturally traps more body heat.
Ah, makes sense. More contact, more heat.
Exactly. So breathability becomes paramount if you don't want to wake up feeling hot and sweaty. Look for mattresses that actively promote cooling. Features like gel infusions or copper infusions in memory foam, open cell latex, which is naturally breathable, covers made with special breathable or phase change materials, or hybrid designs with fabric encased pocket coils that allow for good airflow through the mattress core. These features aren't just marketing fluff. They can be real game changers for ensuring a comfortable, temperature-neutral, sweat-free night's sleep.
Okay, this brings us to something really practical, the whole try before you buy idea. Trustworthiness of the brand, trial periods, warranties, this stuff becomes absolutely crucial, right? Especially when buying online.
Precisely. You can read all the reviews in the world, but ultimately, you need to know how a mattress feels for your body and your sleeping style. A reputable brand offers that peace of mind. Many online mattress companies now offer quite generous trial periods, often ranging from 90 nights up to a full year in some cases, though 100 and 120 nights is common.
That's a decent amount of time to really know.
It really is. It allows you to truly test the mattress in your own home environment, on your own bed frame, to see if it adequately supports your spine, keeps your hips level, and lets you wake up without pain. And beyond the trial period, a strong warranty is important. Typically, you'll see 10 to 20 years, sometimes even a lifetime warranty from certain brands. This protects your investment against manufacturing defects like premature sagging or body impressions beyond a certain depth, ensuring you get long-term support.
So check the fine print on that warranty.
Definitely read the fine print. Before you commit, it's always, always a good idea to check recent user reviews, specifically looking for comments from other stomach sleepers if possible. And look for those industry certifications we talked about, CertiPure US for foams, GreenGuard Gold for overall emissions. They add an extra layer of confidence in the quality and safety of your choice. And remember, while budget-friendly options definitely exist, investing in the durability of a quality mattress, which ideally should provide consistent support for 7 to 10 years or more, is really key for maintaining that crucial spinal alignment night after night.
That's incredibly helpful for navigating the actual buying process. Now let's tie this all together with some practicalities. What does all this mean for the little details of your sleep setup? Like, what about your pillow? People often seem to overlook the pillow's role.
You're so right. The pillow is a crucial, often underestimated component, especially for stomach sleepers. For pillow choice, stomach sleepers generally need a very soft, low-loft pillow. Loft just means height or thickness.
So a thin pillow.
Exactly. Or sometimes, surprisingly, no pillow at all might be best. The whole goal is to keep your head and neck as flat and neutral as possible, basically in line with your spine. A thick pillow forces your neck to bend upwards unnaturally, creating strain.
That makes total sense. What about mattress toppers? If your mattress isn't quite firm enough, can a topper help?
It can, but you need to choose carefully. If you decide to use a mattress topper, a firmer topper is generally ideal for stomach sleepers. Often, one made of dense foam, or even better, latex is recommended.
So a firm topper, not a soft plush one.
Correct. A soft topper will just exacerbate the problem of hip sinking. A firmer topper can add a layer of support and help prevent your hips from dipping too low, promoting that better alignment we keep talking about. And, you know, it's worth mentioning this important point. While most sleep experts generally don't recommend stomach sleeping as the ideal position due to that potential neck and back strain.
Right. You hear that a lot.
You do. But if it's your preferred position, or maybe the only way you can comfortably fall asleep, then getting the setup right is absolutely critical to mitigate those potential risks. The right firm mattress and the right low-loft pillow are your best defenses.
Okay.
Oh, and one more clever trick our sources mention. Some stomach sleepers find relief by placing a thin pillow, like a very flat one, under their pelvis or hips.
Under the hips? Really?
Yeah, it sounds a bit weird, but it can actually help to elevate the hips slightly, further promoting that neutral spinal alignment and reducing strain on the lower back. Worth experimenting with if you still feel some lower back tension.
Interesting tip. Okay, well, that was a truly comprehensive deep dive into the surprisingly nuanced world of mattresses specifically for stomach sleepers. We've covered why finding that right level of firmness and support isn't just, you know, a comfort preference, but absolutely critical for your spinal alignment and your overall well-being day after day.
Definitely. We've looked at how different mattress types, from those ultra-firm plank options to the incredibly versatile Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid and the health-focused Bear Original, can really cater to specific needs and preferences. And we kept emphasizing those crucial features like cooling, durability, and of course that all-important trial period so you can be sure.
Remember, the ultimate goal here is to prevent that midsection from sinking down, keep your spine properly aligned and happy, and just wake up feeling truly refreshed, pain-free, and ready to take on the day. It really is about finding that perfect, personalized balance of comfort and support tailored specifically for you as a stomach sleeper.
And hopefully, armed with all this knowledge about firmness levels, different materials, and those crucial practical features like trial periods and warranties, you're now feeling much better equipped to make an informed decision for better, more restorative sleep ahead.
So as you reflect on everything we've unpacked in this deep dive, what really stands out to you the most? Maybe it's a specific mattress type that caught your attention, or perhaps it's a newfound appreciation for just how important spinal alignment really is. How might these insights change the way you approach your next mattress choice, or maybe even how you optimize your current sleep setup? Could a simple adjustment, like changing your pillow or focusing on firmness, truly be the key to unlocking your best night's sleep?
Keep exploring. Keep questioning those assumptions about comfort. And from both of us, here's to many, many nights of truly restorative, pain-free sleep.